SBS Radio.
Minn hawn uftit ieħor qabel jibda l-lob tal-futbol ta' tas-Sardinija ser isir dak magħruf bħala l-Football for Friendship. Biex jgħidilna dwar dal-programm wissem ta' tifel Malti Noah Burch, fuq it-telefon għandi lil Anthony Grima li huwa il-Manager Commercial and Corporate Relations mal-Football Federation Victoria. Thank you very much for your time, Anthony. What's exactly the Football for Friendship World Championship?
Well, thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to be on and speaking about NOAA and the great opportunity that this provides Australia in particular. The Football for Friendship World Championship is taking place on the 12th of June over in Moscow. It's a fantastic initiative by FIFA partner Gazprom, and it's an international company supporting global social projects and setting new standards in relation to social policy. So the aim of the Football for Friendship program in particular is to promote essential values embodied by football with the younger generation, such as respect for other cultures and nationalities as well, as equality as well. So Australia is very fortunate this year to have two representatives, one being Luca Durso, who will be representing Australia as a player in the tournament, and also we also have Noah Borge, who is attending as a young journalist, including, with myself as journalist representing Australia, with 211 countries, including Malta as well.
Malta is going to be part of this championship as well.
They will. So they'll be sending a player and a 12-year-old. So every country sends a 12-year-old player around the world, and also a young journalist. And also some they have teams as part of the delegation. And they send journalists, and their job is to basically promote the program all over the world and the opportunities that are provided. And in this case, in Australia, I'll be going as a representative to make sure everybody knows about this fantastic initiative. And in Australia, we're very lucky to have a group called the Lengo Football Academy, founded by a gentleman by the name of Emmanuel Sakai, who's come here from Tanzania. And he's been very fortunate to be asked by Football for Friendship to look after or to send 24 youth representatives from Australia, from New Zealand, from Tanzania, and also the Pacific Islands. So we're really, really fortunate to have this opportunity.
How are these young kids selected?
Sure. Well, Luca and Noah were both chosen through the school system. So we didn't have a lot of time to choose players this year because of the way it'll come about. This is the first time Australia is represented in the Football for Friendship tournament. And we're very lucky to have Noah come out of the Oton Newton College system and also Luca from Roeville. So I'm very fortunate for those kids to be have been selected to represent Australia from so many kids in their schools.
What can you tell us about Noah Borge?
Yeah, Noah's a very good kid. You know, I've met him on a few times now, and he's very, very grateful. His family as well, very grateful for the opportunities. He's in Year 7 at Over Newton Community College, 12 years old, lives with his parents, and he has an older sister, Chantel. So lovely Maltese family. Well, his dad's side of the family is Maltese. His mum is from the Italian community. And he loves football. You know, he's very, very much looking forward to the program. And he's just looking forward to also meeting other people his age from different cultures in different countries.
How would the last year event, for example, compare to this year going to Russia ahead of the FIFA World Cup?
Last year, Joe, there was a lot less teams to the very, very first, from the very first tournament that was there 6 years ago. And now there's 211 countries this year for the very first time. So in terms of the way it's been building up very, very slowly, and given the fact that it's around the FIFA World Cup this year as well, it seems to be the biggest tournament that they've ever had. So it's a huge undertaking. It's not just a tournament. It's going to be a big social children's forum as well. And there's the FIFA Congress in Russia at that time as well, in the lead-up to the World Cup, which will just ultimately decide where the next World Cup will be hosted after 2022. So there's a lot of things happening in that time, and to have all the countries coming to Moscow at the same time. It's a huge undertaking, and that we can continue to make sure that you know, people do choose football as their choice when choosing a sport.
You're going to be part of this delegation. You're going to be reporting on the events.
Correct. Our job, or my job in particular, is to make sure that everybody knows about Australia's delegation going to Moscow. So thank you for the opportunity to come on, Joe. And in particular, when I found out that we were going out with Noah and his family in particular, I thought it was a great opportunity to introduce Noah and his family to the Maltese community, and to see that, you know, there is representatives out there that are representing Australia on the world stage. And in this case, we're very fortunate, and I've tried to make inquiries already, to meet up with the Maltese delegation that go to the tournament as well. So, yeah, my job is to pretty much promote what Luca and Noah are doing, and I'm very grateful to the Lingo Football Academy for making this happen, because without them, without their support and what they do to create better lives for people through football, we wouldn't have this opportunity to go. sbs.com.au